Hello, GWA. This is Gotta Spend Night, and welcome to another questionnaire. If you start hearing some weird banging noises, those are my cats wrestling. it's like almost 11 o'clock my time right now. So, cats are cats, and this is the routine with them. anyways. A quick update before I jump right into this questionnaire. I was going to do the Cumbathon slash Cumlympics tonight, but like an idiot, I forgot to charge my Hitachi. And, yeah, so that's happening, and I was not gonna have enough time in order to do it because I changed a few rules, but that's something I'll get into when I actually do it, which will hopefully be this weekend. Fingers crossed. What else? What else? Oh, my new setup. I got my laptop for college today. Yay! And I am using an old stand mic, right now. I'm really hoping this is going to work out because I'm kind of broke now, and so I can't go get another mic, and the one on my laptop is so bad. It really is. It's really, really bad. So, please let me know what you guys think. How do I sound? I will probably have to fiddle with the audio a little bit and probably remove some background noise and that shit. But yes, please let me know what you think of this. If it's any good. This is why I'm doing a questionnaire with it first and not, something important like the Comathon. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise, I guess. Anyways, I'm rambling. Let's get on to the questionnaire. And that was my phone. and that's honestly the best intro to what questionnaire I'm doing. I'm gonna do the gaming questionnaire, and for anybody who's ever played Mass Effect, yeah, you know that sound very well. So I'm gonna have to silence my phone, and I need to ignore the person I am chatting with right now. Or at least text them back. I'm not gonna be a bitch. Okay, and I'm back. All right, so yeah, like I said, I'm gonna do the gamers questionnaire. So let's just jump right into this. Okay. First question. What was the first gaming system and the first game you ever played? That would have definitely been the NES. I remember definitely having an NES. I think we had a Sega Genesis 2. Like, not like the. Think that was the oldest one that we had. God. I was so young back then that, like, I don't even know what came up first. I am a shitty ass gamer. Retro gamer, anyway. As for first game I played, definitely the Mario Brothers. Absolutely. I mean, what kid from the 90s didn't? That at least gamed. But I'm pretty sure it was probably Mario, but I could be wrong because I do have a faint memory of playing a Sesame Street game on the NES. The image in my brain that is like still there to this day is this Ferris wheel, like black background with like neon colors, and a Ferris wheel with like letters and numbers, and yeah, that was a thing. Okay, number two. Do you prefer to play guy characters or girl characters? It doesn't really matter. I mean, in like games like Halo. When you kind of just have no choice, unless you're playing matchmaking, in which case, in the newer Halos, you can be a female Spartan. Yeah, I really don't care. But if I do have the opportunity to play a girl, I play a girl. I am somebody who likes to immerse myself into the game, especially if it's a game like Skyrim or Mass Effect or, Fable, where you can adjust or Just like pick what your character looks like. That's what I'm trying to say. Then yeah, I will always go with a girl if I have that option. Number three. When making a character, do you ever add detail to looks? Big tits, muscles, dressed like a slut. I don't go over the top. Like, I don't give myself the biggest boobs. No, because that's just obnoxious. As amusing as it is, I got a story actually about that. But no, I mostly just try to make my character look like me. So, big-ish tits, red hair. And yeah, that's just another way I like to immerse myself in the game. Except for my shepherd, because I gave her purple eyes, just because I just thought they looked really awesome. As for the big tits, oh my god. I saw this video on YouTube of a Skyrim mod where you could have all the, is it NPCs? Yes, I think so. Pretty much all the background characters, or like the background people in the game. You could have like them look different. And in this one you have them be naked and you can adjust all the boob sizes of the women. And the guy was adjusting the meter back and forth so that small and then large. And every time they got large, the boobs would bounce. And it was just so overly exaggerated that I just could not stop laughing. All I could say to that is bibs. Show me your bibs. One of my friends, or at least a couple of them, are gonna get that. Anyways, number four. What gaming systems do you own now, and which is your favorite? Let's see. I have an Xbox 360, an Xbox One, a Wii. Is that Anja just gave me something? It was like I think it was a Game Boy NES. No, NES. What the fuck? I don't remember which one it is. But she got a new one, and so she gave me her old one. So we are good friends. Do I have anything else? I mean, I have my computer. I have like a power station, so I play a lot of computer games on there. As for my favorites, I'd have to go with the Xbox 360 simply because I have the most games for it. The Xbox One, I don't have much right now. We have like Destiny, Forza, and the Master Chief Collection, of course. I am a Halo chick. We got it like the week it came out. And whenever we can, my fiance and I, we go to the opening nights where, we can pick it up at midnight. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. I don't think I have any more game stations. Something's telling me that I have something else, but I can't remember it right now. Whatever. If I can't remember, it's probably not important. Yeah, I just did that one. Okay, do you prefer multiplayer or single player? It depends on the game. Let's see. A game like Mass Effect, that's single player. I mean, there is multiplayer like things for it. I think there was. Was there? Was that Mass Effect? I think so. Yes. There was a mass a multiplayer for it. But oh my god, it reeked. It sucked so bad. Whereas something like I'm having a bit of nostalgia right now because I just remember this one game. It is one of my favorite party games, but it's called Fusion Frenzy. It was for the original Xbox, and oh my god, that game was awesome. I remember It was my brother, some of his friends, and some of my friends, and like you can only have four people play at a time, but we'd all switch off. And there was like eight people, we'd all switch off. And we would just fuck each other up in the best ways. I just have so many fond memories with that game. The same thing with Super Smash Brothers and Mario Kart. Oh, Pokemon Stadium. Yeah, I did play a little bit of that with my friends, 'cause were you able to? I was just thinking, with Pokemon Stadium back in the day, and with the 64, you had that little pack that you could plug your actual Pokemon Yellow into, or I think you could also pull in or put in Pokemon Red and Blue. It was all the original Pokemon, so I don't see why it wouldn't allow it. But anyways, I think, yeah, because you could have two controllers, so you could have one in each. If I remember correctly, you could have like your own Pokemon in the Pokemon Stadium game, and you could battle each other that way, which was I will never ever forget the strongest Pokemon I ever raised, which was an Alakazam. Got him up to 100, of course, and he just kicked ass. So, God, I went off on a tangent on that. What was even the question? Oh, multiplayer, single player. Yeah, depends on the game. Moving on. Six. Which video game character do you see yourself as? The first person that comes to mind is, of course, my Shepard. And the reason I say that is simply because when the third Mass Effect came out, of course, I got it right away because, oh my God, it's one of my favorite video games of all time. obviously from my like cell phone ringtone. But my romance option was Thane, okay? And when the third one came out, before the DLC, all the DLC came out, the ending was pitiful. I couldn't believe it. I threw my controller. I'm just like, what kind of fucked up ending is that? I mean, I'm all for like the moral issues of like that final choice, but just what? Just I So, in my anger, I went immediately to my computer and I started writing a Mass Effect fan fiction. It pretty much was just covering my Shepard from the second game to the third, and of course it was a romance thing with Thane because sexy as hell. I even came up with an alternate universe where I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm just gonna say people survive, the Reapers are destroyed a different way, and well, okay, the third game really depends on your choice in it. Damn it. I feel like that in itself is a spoiler. Fuck me. But regardless, alternate universe, and I came up with a whole new way that things go and happen, and I think it's very clever. I'm quite proud of myself. It's just I have to fucking write it. And anybody who's a writer knows you just had to sit down and to do it. The inspiration's there. The ideas are there. It's getting it on the page. That is my struggle right now, especially with being in college. It sucks. Eventually, I will get it out, and then I will post it to everybody here. There's like one person right now that actually wants to read it, but if you guys want to are interested and you liked Mass Effect, leave me a comment. Tell me to get my ass in gear and go write the goddamn thing, and then I will post it on like a literature Reddit or something. I don't know. I was thinking of just putting it on DeviantArt because I think it's a cool idea and I could be protected, but I don't care. Ugh, I need to get back on this. I ramble too much. But yes, I see myself as Shepard simply because of my fan fiction. If you could only have one console handheld for the rest of your life, which would you choose? That sucks. If it was things I already had, it would be my 360, simply because I have all those games. I have a lot to choose from. If it could be any system and I had the options of playing any game, like if I was just like if the station was given to me with all the games that ever came out with it, it would be the Nintendo 64, because by God, there were so many good games on that thing. Ugh. Like, I will get to it. I think there's actually a question in here where it actually asks, what's my favorite game of all time? I will get to that. But all I'm gonna say is, there are games on that fucking system that are just have like this special place on my heart. Oh, I love the 64, but I don't have one anymore. I need to get something and then get the games again so I can have them. Ugh. Or at least get them for my Wii, which is probably what I will do because I don't know. I already have the Wii. Why spend money on a new console? Yada yada yada. Okay, there we go. Number eight. Who is your favorite hero and or villain from a video game, and who is your most hated? Favorite hero. Gotta go with Master Chief. Man, that guy is sexy. I've been playing the Halo series since the very first one, and like there are a couple of games that come that like are in the first couple spots, but no, you know what? No. Halo, I would put at number two on my list. Mass Effect is close, number three. But yeah, Master Chief. And I've read all the Halo books too. Or well, most of them actually. I'm kind of behind right now. But regardless, I've read the books too. And those are fantastic. And I find actually a better connection to the story in the Halo games because I've read the books. The ending of Halo 4, oh my God, if you just played through the games, sure, it's emotional, but if you read the books, I was crying. Don't spoil anything. Don't spoil anything. There's more to things. There is a lot more to things in Halo than just the books. Or sorry, just the games. Go read the books. Favorite villain. Favorite villain. Andross from Star Fox. I don't really have like a legitimate reason why. I just always thought he was a cool villain. I mean, granted, I haven't played Star Fox since like I think before I was a teen, because I think by the time I was a teen, the Xbox had come out and I had been getting into Halo, and so yeah, I was definitely preteen back then when that game was out. So, but I have fond memories. I thought Andross was pretty cool, man. But okay, hated hero. Fox from Star Fox. And all of his compatriots. Oh my God, I loved that game. But the good guys were so aggravating. They were so annoying, especially Slippy and Peppy. Don't even get me started on Peppy. Drew Barrel. What is that shit? As for hated villain, I think of him and I just Tai Lang. From Mass Effect 3. And as I said, Thane was my love choice in both Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3. Anybody who's played the games, you've made the connection by now. All I will say is when he died, seriously, no, Anja's husband plays this one game, Final Fantasy, and he has this mask that is very, very close to Kylane's mask, and I glare at him every time he puts it on, because it's just like, oh, I hate Kylane. He's a fucking dick. It's just so th okay. This honestly just shows how much into a game I get. I have so many fucking questions. I need to get going. I'm trying to get through these quickly so this audio isn't too long, but now I just lost my spot. Okay, here we go. Is sex and nudity in a video game? Fuck, now I'm getting messages on Skype. Is sex and nudity in a video game? Yay or nay? If it's a. The common answer I keep hearing is if it's appropriate. Honestly, I don't care. I mean, if the game is good, whatever. Boobs. Like, boobs thrown in there? Awesome. I like looking at boobs. But if it is, like, I can imagine, like, if it's, like, a story's going one particular direction and then suddenly they throw boobs in there randomly, like, it just doesn't make sense, then yeah, I can see why it'd be stupid. But, yeah, if there's, like, a love story going on, go for it. Go for it. That's one of the reasons why I loved the Mass Effect series, because. But why didn't they give us a decent enough sex scene with Thane? Why? I feel like most of the other characters got a decent love scene, but Thane just got thrown out of the mix. Anyways. Number 10. What is your favorite video game genre, and what is your favorite game in that genre? That would definitely be role playing. Absolutely. I love games where your decisions affect where the game goes. You know? Like Mass Effect, Fable, I want to say Skyrim, but it doesn't really. Well, some of the choices that you make did affect some things, but not as much as Fable, and definitely not as much as Mass Effect. So, yeah. And as for favorite game, obviously Mass Effect. Obviously. Do I even need to say it? Just trying to think. I know I've played more, okay, I'm going to be playing some, I'm gonna be playing Dragon Age Inquisition really soon. I haven't started it yet, but it's actually the first time I'll be actually playing Dragon Age. I know. I'm getting on the boat a little late, but I've already gone through that thing you can do online where you choose all the choices that you could have made in the first and second game. And I'm quite curious now. And of course, watched all those YouTube videos that pretty much do the whole background thing. So the curiosity is there. I want to play. It's just having the time to. Eventually, I will get to it. And I. From what people are t saying, and because BioWare made it, which is the same people that played made Mass Effect, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna like it. Especially because of the fact that it's like a magic and swords and oh, my Warhammer. I gotta have my Warhammer. That is always my weapon of choice. Where am I? Okay. Would you let someone go down on you while you're gaming? Hell no. No. I get really, really competitive when I'm gaming, okay? Like, I think it'd be okay if I was just like maybe like in Grand Theft Auto and driving from point A to point B, or if I'm in Skyrim and I just feel like riding my horse around or going hunting, sure, go for it. But if I'm in the middle of trying to like kill a fucking boss, no, I'm gonna kick you in the face, get the fuck off me, I need to beat this guy. Leave me alone. Especially if I'm playing mass or multiplayer with somebody, and that's just horrible. And don't even tempt me when it comes to that. If like you start trying to distract me with like your dick or your boobs, oh, two can play at that game. And that's just plain dirty. But then again, dirty is always fun. What is your all-time favorite video game, and what game was the worst you have ever played? Favorite video game of all time would have to be Zelda Ocarina of Time. I actually got it recently for the Wii. I got like the Master Quest thing, and I played all the way through it in a couple days. And I remembered Everything. Where all like the little things are and how to do all of the little side missions. I remembered everything from my fucking childhood. Don't ask me how. I can't remember what I had for breakfast the other day. Yet miraculously, I somehow remembered. I somehow remembered that where all the masks go when for that little side mission, like who's supposed to get what mask. I remembered that. Especially all the songs. I remembered all of the notes for the songs. So. It's awesome. As for most hated game, I really don't have one. If I don't like a game, I just stop. I'm just like, why am I gonna put my time and energy into something I'm not even going to enjoy? I mean, I just because the first one was great, I'd have to say the second Star Fox. There were some good parts. But it was just such a downgrade from the first game. I guess I'd probably have to put that one there, I guess. It's quite depressing because the first one was so good. Yeah. Have you ever fantasized about a game character? Duh. Yeah. Fan fiction. Thane. Plenty of sex scenes. And of course, I also fantasize about Master Chief, but if you've read the books, you would know that he literally weighs 1,000 pounds, and he would. Well, okay, first of all, the problem is he probably doesn't even have a sex drive, just because of all the modifications to his body. There were things done. So he probably doesn't even have a sex drive. And even if he did, he's in the military and there's like no fraternization thing. And third of all, if he ignored the military rules and he had a sex drive, he'd break me in half, probably shatter my whole body on the first thrust. I'd go flying 50 feet into the like through walls on the first thrust. So but it'd be a good way to go. I mean, it's Master Chief. This is honestly reminding me of that audio I heard. I think it was about a month ago. Oh, I don't remember who made it, but she was Cortana during the Rampancy, and oh my God, she did such a fantastic job. That's honestly what I just thought of. Okay. Oh, I actually have also fantasized about Krieg from Borderlands 2. He's the psycho, the DLC, one of the DLC characters. Oh, by God, he's got such a sexy body. Same thing with Jayne Vega from Mass Effect 3. I mean, those two, that is just my feminine instincts. Go for the guy who looks the best genes, makes the best babies. But I still have to admit, it's fucking sexy. Anyways, God, I keep losing my spot. What is your guilty pleasure game? All right. Candy Crush on my phone. I live in the city. I take public transportation. There are times where I have to take like an hour trip to get from one place to another. And if I'm just not feeling music that day, I turn on the Candy Crush. It makes the time go by, and it's fun and candy. Oh, sorry. What was the moment you knew gaming would be a long-term hobby? That would probably have been when I first got my Xbox Live account. No. Definitely earlier. I mean, that was like when I really started to game a lot. I mean, I gamed plenty as a kid, but back then you could only play with people that were in the room, or you could play by yourself. And Honestly, to be quite honest, I don't even think there was a moment. It's just gaming has always been a thing for me. I had my older brother, he gamed, I gamed with him, I found it fun, I kept gaming, and it became a love. I will say it became a love, and I've just been gaming ever since. I don't think there has ever been a moment in my life where I did not enjoy gaming. At least as long as I can remember. Do you believe that video games corrupt youth and their minds? Oh man, I might get some heat for this. I actually did a project on this, saying, well, okay, it was mostly stricter. The project was mostly on stricter, like, things to keep certain gosh, words, make them come together. Higher rated games, keep them away from younger kids. 'Cause there were cases where, oh, now that I think about it, they were both in Florida. Jesus Christ. There were cases where these really young kids played some Grand Theft Auto, took I like one kid took his grandma's car keys. Another kid took his, I think it was his mom's, and they went out driving. And yeah, that involved the police. So I think it's not so much corrupting people. Yes, youth. If they are young enough to not be able to distinguish between reality and fiction. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, the average gamer is a 30-year-old male. Like a male in his 30s, and that's what the gaming developers target. That is their main target. And they make those ratings for a reason. So it mostly comes down to the parents to educate their kids. This is not real. This is fake. Don't try this. And it's really quite sad because back then there were Looney Tunes and they were doing all this crazy shit with like missiles and they were literally falling off of cliffs. But you never had to tell a kid, don't try that at home. Nowadays I'm just like, you gotta like, I need to get off this. Wow. That. All I'm gonna say, just don't give young kids really mature games. Be a better parent. Would you game under the influence, drugs, alcohol, etc.? Share the experience if you have. Yeah, I've done that. I've always wanted to game high, but never had the opportunity to. But I did game drunk. And surprisingly enough, I did actually quite well. I think I was playing Halo 3 matchmaking. And I think I went into SWAT. And I swear to God, I actually did a little bit better than I usually do. I was like killing people left and right. I think there was even one round where I was MVP. I was like, what the hell is this shit? And I'm just running around like screaming at people through my mic, which I'm sure was quite obnoxious. And I apologize for that. I tend to get a bit silly when I'm drunk. And laugh a lot at the smallest, stupidest little things. But surprisingly enough, I can play a little better at Halo. All right. Who is the sexiest game character, male, female, and why? Well, I've already mentioned James Vega and Krieg and Thane. As for other characters, Tali from Mass Effect. Oh, I wish. I was so sad when I realized that she was not an option for female Shepard. If she was, I probably never would have gone for Thane. Oh my God, Tali, those hips and just her awkward demeanor, and she's tech savvy and She's got an accent too. She's got like an accent, and it's okay. I also got to say this right now, because I know that I've mentioned being interested in two aliens now. I would like to say right now, because this question has been asked of me, would I do an alien in real life? And here's my answer. First of all, is it safe? Like, I don't need a situation like a xenomorph where they come all over me and then I burn up in acid. So, if check, yes, it's safe. Two, are they sentient? Like, can they make the decision for themselves? Like, do they have morals and like the sense of a conscience? Where they can make a complicated decision like that for themselves. If so, then another check. I had a third one, but I don't remember it at the moment. But if like all the checks were crossed off on my checklist and I liked them, then sure. I don't think it's bestiality. No, absolutely not. Bestiality is with an animal that is run by instincts. 100%. They do not have morals. They do not have a conscience. No. Not at all. No. I need to get off this. Ugh. Oh, God. Okay. How long have you been playing video games, and what is your longest gaming session? Well, as I mentioned before, I've been literally gaming for as long as I can remember. Some of my earliest memories of whenever was of me gaming. As for longest gaming session, I have literally gamed from the moment I woke up in the morning to going to sleep at night. I think that day I was playing Minecraft. I love Minecraft. I actually am looking for a server to join. If anybody knows of a server, drop me a PM, would you please? I play on Tekkit. I don't play on the original Minecraft. I play on Tekkit, and so I like Hex. I like regular Tekkit. There's a few other ones that I liked that were fun, but I can't remember that. I can't remember them at the moment. But yes, Minecraft. Thumbs up. Would you ever have your partner dress up as a game character for sexy time? If yes, who? Not really. That doesn't really do anything for me. Now, if we were at like a convention and we were cosplaying and we pretty much went around all day walking around and had fun, and we were feeling frisky at the end of the night, then sure, whatever. It's just an added bonus. We're in our costumes. But, like, intentionally, like, it's just like we're sitting on the couch. Hey, let's go dress up as Pokemon. Yeah, no. No. Doesn't really do anything for me. Do not ask me where the Pokemon thing came from. Just don't. That's the first thing that popped up in my mind. Okay, what game have you clocked the most hours into? Okay, if we are talking a whole series, that would probably definitely have to be Halo, because it's had the most games, and I have definitely clocked like years into the Halos in the Halo universe. If we are talking individual game, Minecraft. Love Minecraft. And my character is actually pretty hot. She's a naked chick with purple hair. She's awesome. I've actually got banned from a couple servers because I didn't realize that there were rules against that. Oops. No one said anything. It's just suddenly, oh, you're banned. Oh. Fuck. I keep losing my spot. Okay, which arcade machine did you drop the most money into? I think it was like that one. It was like Driving USA, I think. I never really visited too many arcade games and played any one particular game all that often when I was a kid. There was only two places that I ever went to that actually had arcade games. The first one was the roller rink. Ha! That is a blast from the past right there. The roller rink. And that, like my school would have like little social thingies on Friday nights. They had like the Simpsons arcade game. They had like Driving USA, and that was honestly it. And they also, of course, had a claw machine and a few shooting games, but eh, I was poor. I didn't have a lot of money to drop into, but any chance I did, I actually went to this laser tag place I used to live next to. That had quite a few arcade games, but I mostly played to get tickets so I could get little stupid prizes there. That's all I wanted. So I'd mostly just play the basketball games or the chance ones where you try to get the laser dot on like the right light bulb or whatever. So. But there is actually a bar that I go to every now and then nowadays that has free pinball machines and free arcade games. The only thing you pay for in there is your drinks. That's it. And it's so much fun. I need to go back there. I need to go back there. I haven't been there in a while. Would you play Minecraft every day or no way? Yeah, for the longest time I did. When I was at a server, yeah. I played every day for months. Mostly every day. I'm sure there were days where I couldn't. Do you follow walkthroughs or do you play through on your own? I only go to walkthroughs when I'm stuck. Otherwise, I like to do things on my own. Like the first time I played through Mass Effect 3, I accidentally killed Jack. I didn't know that the missions had a time limit. I was like, oh, I'll get to her later. And then the mission disappeared, and they're just like, oh, they got Jack. And I'm like, well, shit. Oops. What is the most important trait of a game you play? Story, graphics, playability, etc. Story. I really don't have to go into detail about that. I mean, I like how the games are kind of becoming a little more like a movie, and it's good stuff. Good story. You can relate to the characters, especially in the main character, because that's who you're playing. And I love that. I love building a relationship with the characters around your main character. So something happens to them and it causes me literal distress, that is an accomplishment. I'm gonna do it just because this is relevant. And if you played the Mass Effect g games, it's kind of obvious. Thane obviously dies. He, from the very get-go when you meet him in the second game, he says he's dying. So. And the third one, he dies. And because he was my character's, romantic partner, it is so heartfelt. And it is, okay, it's heartfelt and heartbreaking. The first time I played through it, Thane came into a situation and did his whole assassin fighting thing, and I was like, yes, that's my man. And then things went to hell, and I was like, wait, what? And then there's the whole scene where he dies, and it's like I said, it's heartfelt and heartbreaking. When that cutscene was over, I was sobbing. Literally sobbing, blubbering. I was a mess. I literally had to save the game and turn it off for the night. I was emotionally drained. And then the next day, when I turned it back on, there's a little letter that he leaves you. Like, there's like a thing that, like, okay, in the event of your death, send this letter. And I read it in Shepard's mailbox, and Oh, I sat there for a half hour after crying, like after reading it, and cried. Because I'm just like, God damn it, why did he have to I can't fuck him anymore. But, yeah. When a game can do that to me, that is an accomplishment. Absolutely. What is the scariest, creepiest gaming moment or game itself? Or what game itself was scariest, creepiest? I don't play that many horror games. I really don't, because I don't even watch horror movies, man. I do not like that. I do not like horror. I do not like scary. I cannot handle it. I just 'cause a lot of horror includes jump scares, and I hate jump scares. Okay, the only game that really comes to mind right now, the only horror game that ever that I can think of that I've ever played was Dead Space, and all three of them. First one was amazing. Second one, eh. Third one, it had its good bits. But at the end of Dead Space, there is a jump scare, and this moment pretty much defines the relationship between my fiance and me. When this game was out, we were still just online friends. It was over Xbox 360, party chat thing, okay? I was playing the end of it, him and I were talking, and I'm just like, shh, cutscene. And so he quieted down, and he knew what was gonna happen because he started giggling. I'm just like, will you shut up? And then the jump scare happened, and I literally screamed. I went in, like, because I was playing in the dark. It was really late at night, and I freaked the fuck out. I was hyperventilating. And what is my my now fiance doing? He was laughing his ass off at my like emotional pain. I look back on it and it was pretty funny, but ugh, dick. Yeah, so yeah, it would have definitely been Dead Space, because that's pretty much the only one I've ever played. Have you ever been to a gaming convention? If no, would you? Oh my god, I want to go so bad! Ugh. I have been wanting to go to conventions for years now. The problem is, I am in college. I do not have the money, and I do not have the time. And it fucking sucks. Anytime there's ever been one that has been near me and it's a good one, I either don't have money or I don't find out in time and I can't go because there's no more tickets left. Or if there are, they are massively expensive. But yes, I swear. One of these days, I am going to go to fucking Comic-Con, I'm gonna go to MAGFest, I'm gonna go to AwesomeCon, and I'm gonna go to, oh, WizardCon. What are the other ones? What are the other ones? There's like, E3. Ooh, E3. One of these years, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do it. There's a whole other list of other ones I wanna go to, but I won't bore you guys with that one. But eventually, yes, one day I will go. And I will go with people. That is the perfect hub to meet up with people, is at conventions and cosplay. Do you prefer to play with a controller or keyboard and mouse? Depends on the game. Minecraft, keyboard, mouse. Sims, The Sims, keyboard and mouse. Those are the only two I can really think of at the moment where I would actually use a keyboard and mouse. Otherwise, everything else is controller. I am a retro gamer. I love the feel of either a joystick or a controller in my hands that I can squeeze when I'm fucking frustrated. I gotta say this right now. This is something I actually wanted to say when I was talking about why I wouldn't let somebody go down on me. Like I said, I'm very competitive, but I can get so competitive to the point of becoming salty. I get really mad sometimes where I'm like throwing shit and like having a temper tantrum because things aren't going my way. I'm just that passionate. I can't help it. I will start yelling at the TV screen, being like, "What the Yeah, I've broken controllers before. Would you ever wear or let your significant other wear your headset and let other players hear your moans? Sure. I've kind of done that before. Not really. It's mostly me flirting with a whole bunch of guys just for funsies because I was bored. But I'm doing this already, uploading sexy audios and whatnot. Why not? I think it'd be fun. And, maybe I'll get a better score because all the guys are too busy jerking it. if you haven't played them all, you've seen them, no doubt. Tomb Raider, which interaction or which Lara Croft, what's your favorite? The newer one, I guess. I have the newer game, I just haven't touched it. I have quite a few games that I have that I just haven't touched yet. I just don't have time these days. It sucks. I just need like a couple months of just all my bills paid, all I have like my place is stocked with food, and I can just get through all the games. That's what I need. If you could live in any video game universe, which one would you choose? Mass Effect. No doubt. I mean, it would suck with the Reapers, but let's just start things like around maybe Mass Effect 2, where I can go clubbing in like Flux for a while, and I can go fuck some Drell and some Asari and some Quarians, and I'm good to go. I'd also really like to experience biotics. Hopefully, it won't kill me in the process. All right, so that was the end of that questionnaire. I am nearly an hour in, so I am going to end it right here.